Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. So it's the 24th of March, 2025. I want to talk today about how you guarantee that you, as the owner of the business, focuses a great deal of your time on things that move the needle. And you know what I mean by moving the needle, right? I mean things that win you new clients or get those clients to choose to buy more from you or get those clients to choose to spend more every single time they buy. Now, I've been re-listening back to some of the old audiobooks that I've been listening to over the years. I've had my Audible account, I think it's about 15 years, something ridiculous like that. It's certainly well over a decade. And I've just gone back through the library in the last couple of months to pull out books I listened to a very long time ago that I don't have on my bookshelf as paper books. Because it's very easy to forget what books you've listened to on audio, which is one of the very best books I listen to. I normally buy a paper copy. I've just been listening to The New Psychology of Achievement by Brian Tracy. Have you come across Brian Tracy before? At time of recording this, he's still with us. He's in his 80s, an insanely productive guy. He output for about 30 or 40 years, a number of books. There are some insane books that he's got out there, but he was also very good at selling courses and training modules and all of that kind of stuff back in the day. And I never bought anything from Brian Tracy. I never went to any of his events, but I have listened to about 4 or 5 of his books. And The New Psychology of Achievement is quite possibly his finest work. Go and have a look for it on Audible. It's only about a 4 or 5 hour listen. Yeah, it's 25 years old, maybe a little bit less. And, you know, some of the music in it is a little bit dated. It was first done as a Nightingale Conant program, which you may never have heard of that before. But before things like Audible, you used to get cassettes and CDs sent out by this company called Nightingale Conant. And they sold things on improving yourself, on self-achievement. That was their specialist niche. They may still be around. I doubt it. Maybe they're just around as a publisher these days. But one of the things that Brian Tracy talks about in this book is about moving the needle. And I think that's more my term than his term. But he talks about making sure that you, as the decision maker, as the owner, is focusing enough of your time on the growth of the business. And this starts with having a vision for your future and having some goals that will get you into that future. So for example, one of my big vision things, something I really want to do, and I'm going to be able to do it in a couple of years, is to travel. So I want to go and live in Barcelona in Spain for 3-4 months. I want to go and live in the US. I want to live in Canada. I want to live in all of these cool countries. So when my child's gone off to university and it's just me and my girlfriend, you know, we both want to go off and not just be on holiday, but live somewhere for a few months and really get into a place. But we also want to work. And that is a choice to work. But it means that my goals for my business have to accommodate me traveling. So I do lots of audio stuff and video stuff. That's fine. It just means I'm going to need a suitcase full of AV stuff, yeah? And I'm going to need Airbnbs where I've got rooms where I can go and do AV stuff. It's as simple as that. Everything else I do is remote. In fact, it strikes me that the work of an MSP owner is completely remote as well, right? So this could be a very good thing for you. But that vision, that future life goal for me is really important. And it means that when I'm setting the goal for the business, I make sure that those business goals absolutely feed into those personal goals. And then I protect time every single week to do things that move the business closer to its goals so that the business moves its goals closer to my own personal goals. Does that make sense? So essentially, I've aligned everything that the business does to where I want to be in the future. Brian Tracy does a great joke in The New Psychology of Achievement where he says, it's not about time management. You can't manage your time. You can only manage what you do in your time. So it's about task management more than anything else. And he says he does this gag, or he did this gag when he used to do seminars, where he'd pretend to pull a gun and point it at someone's head and say, I'm going to follow you around for the next week, and you're going to prioritize your list of what it is you've got to do. And if you deviate off that list, I'm going to pull the trigger. And guess how much work you're going to get done that week? Guess how much stuff that moves the needle you're going to get done that week? And obviously, that's a joke, and it's probably funnier in a seminar setting than talking about it now. But you can see where he's coming from, right? That we all procrastinate, and we all look at the list and pick off smaller things in the list rather than the big thing that's at the top of the list that we should be doing. But that doesn't help us move our business closer to what it needs to achieve so that we personally can achieve what we need to achieve. It's food for thought, and do go and get that book on Audible if you get chance. Right, just a reminder that I've got my marketing clinic again this week. We're going to be here on Tuesday and Thursday. So most Tuesday and Thursdays, my marketing clinic is there for you. All the details are in the portal, portal.mspmarketingedge.com/clinic. and I hope you have a very profitable week in your MSP.